All right, if you've got your Bibles, if you'll turn to Genesis chapter number 9. Genesis chapter number 9. There's a lot of things that I would love to preach, and especially when coming here. Temple's a very special place to me. The relationship with a lot of you folks here and a lot of new faces that I may not know. But what a blessing it is. And I look around tonight and almost put me on shouting ground when I looked back there and saw Barry McDonald standing back there talking to somebody. That thrilled my soul. A longtime friendship, a connection that I thank God for with this precious brother. And then the dear sister that evidently filled out a card, that would be one of our church people, Miss Carolyn Beeler and her husband Jury and my precious friends. Thank God that they've traveled over this way tonight to be with us in the house of God as well. But I don't count it, I don't take it lightly. I count it a privilege to be able to be back at Temple Baptist Church. I'm just a nobody, just an old sinner saved by the grace of God. I pray that God would humble me tonight as we read the Word of God. Genesis chapter number 9, beginning at verse number 8, the Bible says this, "And God spake unto Noah and to his sons with him, saying, And I, behold I, my covenant, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood. Neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the token of the covenant, which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I remember, and I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud. And I will look upon it that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, This is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. Our Heavenly Father, as we read this scripture tonight, Lord, there's a lot of things that Keith could have chosen as we received a call, and this dear pastor allows us to stand in this place, this holy place tonight. But God, it ain't about Keith, and I don't know the reason that you would have us preach this message tonight, but you do. And I'm going to trust you, dear Lord, and I ask you at this time that you would anoint me from heaven on high. Oh God, that you'd fill me with that power that only you can fill me with. Dear Lord, use me as your mouthpiece tonight. Fire me up for your glory, dear Lord, and allow me to preach as if it were the very last time that I would have such a privilege. I'm looking for a place in heaven, dear Lord. I'm looking for my heavenly home. But until then, we have this night. We have this night to worship you in spirit and in truth. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. I give you the praise for all that you're going to do. In the lovely name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. 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 As we come to this place tonight, I want you to think on this for just a few moments, and then we'll go to our respective places. As I said, I do not come for a show. You'd have to get somebody else, because this preacher, I only know one gear, and that's just to let God take over. And I want to preach tonight. And I don't know why I've struggled with this, but this is the message tonight. I want to preach on God's rainbow for just a little while to you. And I want you to listen, and I believe. Let me just restate that. I don't just believe. I know that if the Lord touches, if the Lord places a scripture, if the Lord places a message on my heart, I know beyond the shadow of a doubt that there is someone under the sound of this preacher's voice that needs this message. They need what's going to be preached here tonight. So I ask you to open up your heart. Be very attentive to the word of God. We see here in the book of Genesis, just to tell you a little bit of the story, if you go back over to chapter number 7, we find Noah getting ready to go into the ark. 7 days after he goes into that ark, God shuts the door. He tells Noah to take of every clean beast, seven kinds. He goes on to tell him to take of each 2 kinds. He goes on to tell Noah all these things. And then all of a sudden, the floodwaters come upon the earth. I cannot imagine what a scene this must have been. I cannot imagine the screams and the torture that must have been when the floodwaters began to assail. But I can tell you this, God had a reason for doing what he did. And all of a sudden, if you go over a little bit, you'll find Noah beginning to send out a raven. He sends out the raven. The raven comes back. He then goes and he sends out a dove, and the dove comes back. He waits 7 days and he sends out the dove again. We know the scripture how the dove comes back with a fig leaf in its mouth, and then he sends it out one more time after 7 days, and the dove doesn't come back. All of a sudden, the door of this mighty ark is open, and there they stand. And the first thing that Noah does, and I like this tonight, there's nothing like prayer, my friends. There's nothing like crying out to an almighty God, whether for a pastor, church people, whoever it may be, my friend. Prayer works. And Noah, the first thing he does when he gets off that ark is he builds an altar unto the Lord. He builds an altar there, and then God begins to speak with him, and God promises Noah some things, and he makes a covenant with him. He makes a covenant in the form of a rainbow, and I thank God tonight for this rainbow. I thank God what it's meant in Keyshawn's life. I've needed this rainbow that God put in the cloud many, many times in my life. You say, what is this rainbow? It's Almighty God's symbol of faithfulness. It's his symbol of faithfulness tonight. You may not understand it, but this rainbow stretches all the way from Genesis 9:13 all the way across the Bible. It arcs itself to Revelation chapter number 4 and verse number 3. There's something about this rainbow that God would take it from Genesis, the first book in the Bible, all the way to Revelation, the last book in the Bible. There's something about this precious rainbow. And then we that see rainbows, most of us, I don't know if anybody's in here that's ever seen a full rainbow. I haven't had such a privilege. We only see part of a rainbow. And I was reminded when I read God's word, how the Bible says over in the New Testament, in 1 Corinthians chapter number 13 and verse number 12, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even also as I am known. I thank God for the rainbow. When we reach Revelation chapter 4 and verse number 3, we see a different rainbow. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? We see a full circle rainbow around the blessed throne of God. I love it when I read this scripture. The Bible said in verse number 3 of Revelation 4, and he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne of God in sight like unto an emerald. My friend, we see the full rainbow. May I say to all of us, one day we're going to see the full rainbow. There is a day coming very soon when the troubles and the trials and all that we go through in this life will soon be over. Let me declare unto you tonight, there is coming a day when God's rainbow will signify around the throne of God his glory and his honor, which he rightfully deserves, that he doesn't get in this day and hour. Let me say unto you, this promise occurred approximately around 4,000 years ago And God's covenant is standing strong in 2023. Do not be dismayed. Do not be confused. God's still on the throne. God still has a covenant with man. When we talk about the rainbow, one of the things I would point out to you is whatever God creates, you can mark it down, my friend, Satan's going to imitate. Whatever God creates, get that tonight. By the word of God, whatever he creates, Satan is going to imitate. You say you believe that? Yes, I do. John chapter 8 and verse 44 says this: he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Let me say to you that Satan is an imitator. You say, why you say that, Brother Keith? I won't go into all the details, and I understand I'm not going to be, as we would say, politically correct tonight. And I understand that I might ruffle a few feathers. That's why I had to pray before I left the house. That's why I had to pray before I got up here tonight. That's why I've been praying since Brother Lawson called me, because God immediately touched my heart for whatever reason with this message, and me knowing that this is not a message that would sit well in this day and hour. But my friends, we're a peculiar people, and I'm a peculiar preacher, and I will not apologize for what God lays on my heart from the word of God. You say, what are you talking about? He's an imitator. There's a flag flying today. There's a flag flying, and it has six colors. It has six colors. You need to get that tonight. You say, what's that got to do with a rainbow? They call it the rainbow flag. They call it the pride flag. They call it their flag, their statement of their liberty and their freedom. You say, who are you talking about? I'm talking about a sinful generation. I'm talking about a people that denies the very word of God, and denies the people of God, and denies the house of God. My friend, there is an imitation going on tonight. Their flags have six colors. May I declare to you that the number six literally stands for the weakness of man, the evils of the devil, and the manifestation of sin. There is no mistake why their flag has six colors. Their rainbow, my friend, is an imitation by Satan himself. You say, it has six colors. Yes, it has six colors. There's one color they leave out. It's very important to listen tonight. One color that they omit from their flag. You say, what color is that? It is the color called indigo, deep blue, deep blue. You say, it don't mean nothing to me, preacher. Well, listen to me real close. That indigo color, that deep blue color in the rainbow, stands for a chosen generation. It stands for a royal priesthood. There's a reason it's omitted from their flag. It's a reason it's omitted from the rainbow. Because, my friend, we stand in a generation today. We stand in a world today where Satan is a roaring lion, a roaming to and fro. And he's got a people today that are standing. And if you wasn't mistaken, if you didn't realize it, you'd think they have more liberty than the children of God. Listen to me. Listen to me. They omit that color for a reason. Amen. It's no mistake, my friend. Right. They omit it simply because they are not a chosen generation. Amen. They want nothing to do with a royal priesthood. They want nothing to do with a God that loved us and made a covenant with all mankind. Oh, how sad it is that we see this imitation. As we go on, let's look at God's rainbow. If we look at theirs, I don't want to talk about theirs much tonight. I don't want to talk about it. I'm as against it, by the way, as against can be. We live in a day and time, I will not, let me say this, I will not compromise. Amen. I will not back up from what does say the word of God. Amen. I have too much, I've been in this journey too long to step back and let the devil have his way. Amen. I've got children, I've got grandchildren. I see these up here singing, I'd give anything if mine stood on the stage again of a church and listened to them sing. I don't have any right now except my son that come here before and sung.
He's the only one in the house of God now. All the others have left. All the others have went their way. You say, preacher, are you talking bad about your children? No, my friend, I die for my children. What I am saying to you is we live in a generation where people have gotten relaxed, where the devil seems to have his way, and where right is now wrong, and wrong is now right, light is now dark, and dark is now light. We're living in a confused day. We're living in a wicked day. We're living in a day when the devil's flying his flag proud. He got his own imitation, his own rainbow. But thank God for God's rainbow. Amen. If their rainbow has six colors, you can pretty much guess how many colors are in God's rainbow. A true rainbow, my friend, has seven colors. Woo! Glory to God. That just done something for me all of a sudden, because as I read in the book of Genesis, I seen seven over and over and over again as God spoke to Noah. He spoke with the number seven from chapter 7 through chapter 9. God repeats it over and over and over, this particular number. God has a divine and a perfect plan in all that he does. Seven colors to this rainbow. Seven stands for God's perfection and completeness. Praise God Almighty. Amen. I said it a moment ago, I'll say it again. 7 days after Noah and his family and all those beasts entered that ark, God shut the door. He shut the door 7 times in Genesis chapter 9. I know that you didn't just count as I read, but 7 times in Genesis chapter 9, there's a word that comes up. 7 times God makes no mistakes. It's the word covenant. It's the word covenant. You can count it when you get back home. Open up your Bible. Read it for yourself. God has a divine plan. He's perfect in all he does. And 7 times he mentions the word covenant with Noah. You say, it don't mean much to me. Well, spell the letter rainbow. Just spell the word rainbow out. Funny to me that the word rainbow has 7 letters. Amen. God's making a point when he talks about his rainbow, when he talks about his promise, when he talks about his covenant. My friend, it's amazing how God puts things together. Oh, thank God I'm one of his children. Listen to me. I want to tell you a little bit about these colors just for a few moments. And then we'll let God wind us down. The colors, and I want to go from the bottom to the top of God's rainbow. The first color you'll see at the bottom is the color violet, purple. You said, don't mean nothing to me, preacher. Purple, violet, that stands for the royalty of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hey, in Mark chapter 15 and verse 17, they made fun of him. They said, hail, King of the Jews. You know what they put on him? They put on purple clothes on him. And they clad him with a crown of thorns. Not knowing that it is rainbow. This is the color of the royalty of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Found in Revelation 19. Praise God. What a color. And then you go on from that color, violet, and you'll go to the next color, and that's indigo. That's this color I just told you about, deep blue. Chosen generation and a royal priesthood found there in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2. I believe it's verse number 9. You find that royal priesthood. I'm so thankful tonight that I can stand here. Oh, what a privilege and what a joy it is to be able to preach this glorious gospel, to stand in Temple Baptist Church, and to be counted amongst God's people. What a privilege it is tonight to know that Keyshawn's name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, in a place called glory. I'm part of a royal priesthood. I'm part of a chosen people. I can hold my head up high tonight. When I walk out these doors, I'm a child of the King. Amen. Then you go from that indigo color, and you'll go to another color called blue. The next color is blue. You say, what's blue stand for, preacher, in God's rainbow? It stands for living water. That same living water that Jesus gave that woman at the well when he said, I'll give you a drink to where you'll never thirst again. He told her everything that she had done. She ran into the city and told him, come see a man that has told me all that I've ever done. Many got saved because of that living water. I thank God there was a day and time in my life. I have a testimony.
I'm born again. I'm a child of the King. God saved my old wretched soul. And I have a reason to proclaim his covenant. I have a reason to stand here and preach on this rainbow. And then not only blue, but let's go to that fourth color. It's green. You say, what's green mean? Well, just think of green. It means a new beginning, eternal life. Oh, I thank God. If you read 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17, we understand that all things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We understand that new creature. And I'm so thankful that God chose to put that green right there in the middle. Right there in the middle of that rainbow, that eternal life. That new beginning that he wants all of us to have and wants us to enjoy until we make heaven our home or eternity. And then not only green, but let's move on real quick. The fifth one is yellow. That color yellow in God's rainbow. You say, what's yellow? It's the light of God, spoken of in John 3:19. The very light of God. He placed it there right there at new beginning. Because what are we supposed to be? We're supposed to be a city that's set up on a hill. We're to let our light shine before others that they can see our good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven.
Amen.
The very light of God. And then not only yellow, but let's get right on down to those last two colors. Orange. I thought about this when I looked, I studied, I thought, God, it's hard to pick orange and even know what it means. But when I got to study and I finally found it, orange simply means the fire of God. That is pinned down in Hebrews 12:29. The Bible says, for our God is a consuming fire. That orange stands for the very fire, the very power, the very essence of Almighty God. And then we come to that seventh color. And it's red. Whew, it's red. Oh, we understand what red. Everybody that's been born again ought to understand what red in that rainbow signifies. It stands for the very blood of Jesus Christ. Thank God that he shed his blood for one and all. That blood justifies, it redeems, it cleanses, it covers all sin.
Amen.
I loved it, and I thought, I've been thinking about a song over and over and again, and God would have a group of little children stand right up here and sing.
Yeah.
What can wash away my sin? I've been thinking that song the whole time I've been studying. The whole time God's had me in this word, I thought, hallelujah, God, you just confirmed what you want to preach tonight.
Amen.
These are little children.
Amen.
Isn't it amazing, God? Amen. Hey, thank you, family. Thank you for singing that song right on target with Almighty God and the message. I thought about that blood. I thought about how precious it is. And then I got to thinking, what causes a rainbow? Because a lot of us don't realize, but this covenant's never passed away, friend. It wasn't meant for just Genesis. I've already told you. It stretches from one end of the Bible to the other. If it stretches from one end of the Bible to the other, God has a purpose for it. And God still has his covenant today. His is an unending covenant. Here's what causes a rainbow. It's when the storm meets up with the sun. Amen. Listen to me. When the rain has stopped, when the clouds has rolled back, the only way you're ever going to see a rainbow is the sun has to set itself behind you. And the reflection, all of a sudden you'll see the colors of God's rainbow. Oh, how beautiful a sight it is when we see that rainbow. When a drop of light goes into a raindrop, it all of a sudden creates the colors of God's rainbow. Let me say something to you. Only God could design that. Only God could do such as that. There ain't never been another rainbow. There ain't never been another flag flown that can do that. Amen. Oh, thank God when the storms roll back to let us know that, yes, if you're in a storm, if you're in a trial, may I confirm to you tonight, it shall pass.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
Look for the rainbow.
Yes.
Look for God's covenant. If you're in trouble tonight, you're hurting. This preacher doesn't know your heart, but I have a God that establishes covenant that knows your heart. He knows where you're at tonight. He knows as you're sitting on these pews just what is affecting your heart. Let me say something to you. When that light, when the sun hits that storm, the storm has to cease. Praise God, the storm has to take a step backward. And all of a sudden his light reflects. And we see the colors. And it reminds us of how gracious, how merciful of a God we serve. Listen to me tonight. I like the scripture in Psalms chapter 139 and verse number 5. Where he pins down these words, "Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thy hand upon me." As I come to a close tonight, I probably should just stop right here, but I can't. Because I seen something years ago, I probably testified. I'm probably like a lot of you other preachers. I'm getting old, and if I say the same thing over, just smile. If you've heard it before, just look at me and smile. Don't frown at me. I'm getting to where I can't remember half of anything anymore. And my wife would attest to that. But let me say this tonight. Let me say this tonight. Not only does God have a rainbow, but every once in a while, there will be a double rainbow. Yep. Yes, sir. Oh, every once in a while, there will be two rainbows. I'm so thankful to my God that he giveth more grace. You say, why two rainbows, preacher? You may be sitting here tonight under the sound of my voice, and that rainbow's not affecting you. And God may speak to your heart while you're sitting here tonight and say, you know what? You need two rainbows. You need a double portion of my grace. You need reassurance that everything is all right, that you're saved in the grace of God, and that you need to stand your feet and give me glory. Amen. Every once in a while, we need two rainbows. You say, two rainbows? How's a double rainbow formed? That's when all of a sudden the storm gets very lengthy. It gets very troublesome. The weight of it becomes too much for one to bear. Sometimes the light of the sun, I like this, will reflect twice in that raindrop. Not once, but twice. A double rainbow is formed when that light reflects twice. And I keep thinking of that word, of those scriptures, he giveth more grace. I keep thinking of the reassurance that my God has given me down through the years. It was many years ago, and I'll close out with this tonight, I promise. It was many years ago, matter of fact, 30 years ago almost to the date. God reminded me that this morning as I studied my Sunday school lesson headed to my church. God reminded me about 30 years ago, standing out in a cemetery, I'd had one of the worst tragedies that could ever happen as a young pastor. I was a 25-year-old pastor. And there in West Tennessee on a Wednesday night, some men drove by our church. And some of our men that were volunteers had their scanners, and they said, be careful. There's some men that just robbed a little store out the way. And they're coming past our church. They were being chased by the law as we saw them go by. I went on to the house. I no more than walked in the door of my house than I heard screams. I heard screams, and they said, Tim's been shot. And I said, what? He just got out. We just got out of church. My song leader, 27-year-old, the men had called him, and they wanted to slow the officers down, so they shot my song leader, shot him twice. I got to the scene as he was packing his arm with his shirt, trying to stop the blood in his shoulder. And I looked at him, and I realized he'd been shot in the head as well. He just dug a ditch across his head. I stood there. And I thought, God, what am I going to do? Just a little church, a little country church. I've never been through anything like this before. He lived a little while longer, and we thought, God's going to bring him out of this. That bullet that they couldn't get out of his shoulder formed a blood clot and went directly to his heart. He was gone. My song leader was gone. I stood there, and I thought, oh, God, I needed this support. I'm a 25-year-old young man with a little church, and you took the very one that's like a brother. Like a literal brother to me that stands and leads her singing. I thought, what am I going to do? We went over to Marcus' grave. And one of the men looked at me and said, hey, preacher, pastor, did you see that double rainbow? I said, what? What do you mean, double rainbow? I ain't never seen a double rainbow, and I hadn't. He said, look right over in the sky. It's still there. Oh, I looked over. God done something in my heart that day. He let me know in the midst of what I felt like I could not survive, he let me know he would take me through it. He let me know he knew that he needed to drop two lights into that raindrop and form a double rainbow just so I would know that God.
it's all about His covenant. You say, what happened, preacher? We went on, and within an hour, I'd pinned down a song. I'd pinned down the words of a song called Two Rainbows. Within the hour, I had it. God had already confirmed it in my heart. And I thank God a lot of times in the midst of our storms, God gives us a song, Pastor. He'll give us a song in the darkest hours of our day. He'll do something to let us know that I'm your God and I still have you in the palm of my hand and I still have a work for you to do. There's something else about that double rainbow. When it forms in the sky, the second rainbow will be opposite to the other. It's flipped upside down. You say, that don't mean much. I guarantee you there's some people in the sound of my voice tonight. You might not admit it. There may not be anybody in here know it, but your life seems to be flipped upside down. Well, God has a way of flipping His rainbow upside down. You say, why would He do that? Because He wants the red to be at the top. And He wants the red to be at the bottom. He wants you to know that it's all because of the blood. It's all because of the blood. You can face any trial. You can face any storm. You can face any trouble. Whether you're a young person or whether you're older, God knows what He's doing. Amen. With His rainbow. Amen. And when you see a double rainbow, they'll be opposite to one another. Praise God, from Genesis to Revelation, we have the blood. Woo! There's power in the blood. I love it. I absolutely love it tonight. And we see this, and we see the rainbow. And I'm going to say this to you. God makes no mistakes. And I'm so thankful He's put me here tonight. What a privilege. What an awesome blessing. Because somebody, I don't know who, I have no idea. But God's already confirmed it with me before I ever walked in these doors tonight. You say, oh, preacher, I've heard it said before. You better believe it. You better believe it. I'm God's man. I'm preaching God's word. Yes. He's used me as His mouthpiece. And this message is for somebody in this house this evening. Sad enough, we come into the house of God most times today ready to go out. We don't come in to stay. We don't come in to mean business with God. We come in to be ready to leave at a certain hour. Got to go home. It's over. Done. A lot of times we shortchange what God is trying to do. So tonight, as they get ready to come, sing a song, give a time of invitation, I may not can get through it, but I'm gonna haul back and try to sing just a little bit of this song. If I squeak and whatever, I'm just gonna ask you, just smile. Just smile. When you pray all you can pray and your skies they're still gray and you feel so all alone, seems like Christ is far away. I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee, my blessed Savior did say. And no matter what my trials, there's coming a brighter day. Amen. Just remember His grace is sufficient and His mercy is too. He has never, never failed us, but in all God's been true. When your storms, they're at their hardest, that's when the sun will shine through. God won't send just one rainbow, but He'll send two. When you're down in your valley, you're brokenhearted and blue, well, praise God, He'll be closer than a brother and know just what to do. He'll mend your broken pieces and He'll carry you through. God knows your
situation. Yes, he cares for you. Just remember his grace is sufficient and his mercy is too. He has never failed us, but in all God's been true. When your storms, they're at their hardest, it's when the sun will shine through. God won't send just one rainbow, but he'll